to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Welcome, everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I'm your host, Dr. Pat Basile, and I want to direct you to the website, www.thedrpatshow.com or drpatshow.com. That would be drpatshow.com, because what you're going to be able to find are so many special things. But today, we are thrilled and honored to be part of the release of the new book by Esther and Jerry Hicks, and I'm going to be talking about that today, during the show, and actually working from it for a bit, because today, for our first hour, it is the day that you and I get to connect personally. We open up the phone lines. I will actually do a mini reading for you, pull some cards, help you get unstuck, and use some of the principles in this fabulous new book, The Money and the Law of Attraction. And as a matter of fact, it is such a great book that everyone on the Dr. Pat Show team, all of us, are not only going to read the book, but we're going to work with it. And we're going to give all of you an opportunity to work with us. So it's kind of fun and a really exciting time for us to do that. I want to take a minute to congratulate the United States folks over at the Olympics. Some of the stuff that they're doing is pretty, pretty awesome. Of course, we know Michael Phelps, but being the softball girl that I am, Benny, I don't know. Did you see the game between the U.S. girls and Australia?
I unfortunately missed that.
Oh, honey, it was a nail biter.
Yeah, really?
It was a nail biter, but I understand that the United States women pulled that out.
Well, that's good.
I'm telling you. It brought back memories for me, though.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, my knee started to hurt.
All the days and spitting.
I don't know that I ever did that.
You did the seeds. Thinking, everyone does the seeds.
Everybody does the seeds.
I do.
Everybody does the seeds. But, you know, back in the day, we had some girls that were chewing tobacco.
No, man.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
Nothing sexier than a woman chewing tobacco.
I'm telling you.
Gotta love the wad of tobacco right there.
That was before cell phones had picture phones in them. And then before, like, the internet. So you couldn't get, like, a, you know, picture of that. You know what I'm saying?
Glad I missed
that. I know. Back in the day. So we want to congratulate I want to congratulate all the athletes over there. What an amazing accomplishment. I've been trying to catch some of the table tennis, given my history, Benny, as being a, you know, table tennis professional myself.
State champion.
Yeah.
That's 70...
I don't know. It's like... We looked it up. There was a runner-up thing, and I don't think the championship thing wasn't up there. The mixed doubles thing wasn't up.
I'll look it up.
But I've been having a hard time kind of getting it. I don't think they've been covering it. So now, everybody, if you don't catch it on TV, and I've actually been watching Channel 99, which is the Canadian channel, because I think they do everything live. And then I think Channel 5 does... the tape stuff. I don't know. I can't figure it out.
Well, because they're a day and a half ahead of us.
Yeah.
So we'll get the results now, but the pictures and the video won't come until tomorrow.
I know, but on 99, it's live.
It's Canadian.
Channel 99.
It's Canadian
It's a Canadian thing. Mm-hmm. I don't think they would get away with doing like, yeah.
I don't know.
It's like hours and hours and hours and hours, and it's really cool.
Gotta love a maple leaf.
So, dear neighbors right up the road. And so, yeah, congratulations to everyone. And, you know, I know folks, and this is part of what today's open mic is about. I know folks are looking at the gymnastics, and they're looking at the women's team. And I don't know why we have to do this, but we do. And we look at, you know, the folks and try to give a rationalization, or we try to give an explanation on why the American women did not do better, or why they didn't win the gold. And, you know, you want to go point to one particular team member. And I just want to do a shout out and say, I really take my hat off to everyone out there. Those young women that competed, They did a phenomenal, phenomenal job. And I feel really, truly blessed that we had the opportunity to watch them in this current day and age as if we were sitting right there ringside. And we get to participate in the joy and the excitement. And for many of us, you know, we get to cheer people on. We get to cry. But the one thing I know that these folks have worked seriously hard to get where they are. And it doesn't matter what obstacle may have come in their way for whatever it is they're doing. I will say this, that for me, being part of the magnificence of who they are is truly a blessing. And so my hat goes off to every single one of them out there. And I'm not going to focus on what, you know, somebody did or didn't do well, because we could do that, but that's not what the law of attraction is about. So what today's show is about, here's what it's about. I'm going to share a couple of ways for us to pay things forward. But today is an open mic day, and you get to call in to the 1-800 number, 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. And so today's connection is not about what you're not doing in your life or what's not happening, but I will invite you to pick something in your life that makes you smile, or something that you want to smile about, and let us celebrate that. I will pull cards for you, archetype cards, answer your questions, and we will be able to look at this incredible opportunity for all of us to shine as the Olympians in our life. And so, again, yes, definitely Michael Phelps, and I just, you know, every time you get on the internet, he just keeps racking up gold medals, and we see how the United States is doing, and you know, there people compare us. But I want to take a minute to say, can we bring out the Olympian in everyone listening to the show today? I know that Bobby Baxter started today. And one of the things she started to do was, we had a special event that we talked about, this sweet monkey, a Posado's rescue dog. This is that dog that we showed you that was Posado's safe haven, and we talked about Monkey from New Orleans. And so this is apparently a beautiful, beautiful dog, and Carol and her son Scott got to visit with Monkey, and Monkey was like, you know, just licking Scott's ears and all of this. And so Monkey is really giving, you know, sort of the pit bull people a run for their money on what these dogs are truly about. And I want to make a special announcement. And so there is a pay it forward thing we're doing here as well. I'll tell you more about it after the break. But August 19th at the Grape Choice in Kirkland, 6 to 8 p.m., there is delicious appetizers and a meet and mingle, over 30 silent auction items, including lots of wine and more. Proudly sponsored by Dooley's Doghouse and the Grape Choice. And so their goal is to raise money to help pay for monkey surgeries and training, and to find him a forever home or a foster home. So we're doing a pay it forward, and that pay it forward is for anyone out there that wants to contribute to raise some money for Monkey. Bobby Baxter has started with a $30 contribution. And so that's another way to do this. And so Bobby can't join us today because she was out in Vegas last week, and then she's having a hard time talking right now. Her voice is all like scratchy, but I'm going to pull a card for today's show.
Vegas can do that. It's either that or the track. Go, baby, go! Go, baby, go! Winner, winner, chicken dinner!
You should get me a roulette wheel sound effect.
I can try to look for one,
or
but
you something like that.
Before we go to the cards, can I like show you something while you were doing your little spiel there, and I had the Olympic theme going back?
Yeah.
I found, you know, the New Jersey State Championship Finals.
Yeah.
Oh, it's been improved. The website has your picture.
Oh, you've got to be kidding me.
Has Pat's picture.
Oh, my God, you have got to be kidding me.
They weren't there 2 years or a year and a half ago when I looked, or maybe it would have been this last year. And
oh, my God.
You're a hot little mama there.
Could you look at that face? I cannot believe.
I sent Nick the link and he's already looking at you. He's like, where did you find that?
Oh, okay. Now, see, I want to talk about, you see the woman over at the
Muriel?
Muriel. Forget it. She was my nemesis.
Uh-oh.
You know, everybody's got like a nemesis.
Muriel and Scott. The
oh,
doubles.
My God. And that is
there,
a good
Pat.
Picture. Where the heck
you're
did
looking
they get
that? You know, that's a good question.
Oh, my gosh. You sent that to Nick?
I just
in
sent
serious
the link.
Trouble
I sent
now.
The link.
What year was that, honey?
74 and 75. You were state champion.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. Look pretty sharp.
Okay, there we go. You know, and honestly...
Can I give out the website? So everyone
am
else
I
can
gonna
look
be
at
able
it?
To... Okay, go ahead.
Okay, here. If you guys are like writing this down or need to, you're at work, check this out, everybody. Go to lilyyip.com. That's lilyyip.com/NJStateChamps.htm. You'll find it. I'll repeat it. lilyyip.com, so lilyyip.com/NJStateChamps.htm. You'll see Dr. Pat look for, looks like 1974 and 75.
And I actually I didn't make the state championship, by the way.
Well,
I didn't make the trials, by the way.
Still, you look pretty sharp there, holding your little racket there.
I had an emotional meltdown.
Oh, you did not.
I did. Do they have my coach there, Sam? Do you see Sam Hammond?
Look.
Can you look up Sam Hammond to see if he's there?
He's probably on here somewhere. Give me a minute.
Okay, we'll take a short break. Well, Benny, I don't know. That was not there a very short time ago because I don't have any of those pictures. I actually lost my pictures in a move. Wow, isn't that interesting? You know, I'll tell you, the internet's very interesting. I got an email from someone asking me if we were relatives, so that was kind of, uh-oh. Now Nick is IMing. So here we go from Nick.
I told him you just put the pickup on the website.
Okay, this is it. It's out there now. Let's take a short break. For those of you that would like me to pull a card so that you can be the Olympian in your life today, open mic for the hour, and then Linda Daniels and Perfco Green will be joining us for a very special show. 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. And you know, Benny, if we print those out, I can sign them and send them out to people.
Hey, that's all. I want an autograph pick.
All right, everyone. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
Does how you think affect how you feel or what you have? Do you want to achieve outstanding business and career goals, have a better relationship, or improve your health and fitness? End the excuses and get immediate results with the help of HUNA, Ancient Wisdom, Modern Application. What if you could attract money and abundance to you like a magnet? Donate excess weight and maintain your ideal state of health, or create the kind of relationship you've always wanted. With HUNA, you'll discover how to eliminate disempowering beliefs by using self-empowerment tools. The HUNA Prosperity Weekend will be in Los Angeles, October 4th and 5th. Join Matt James December 13th and 14th in Seattle at the HUNA Prosperity Weekend. Call 800-800-MIND or visit HUNA.com to register. This incredible workshop is only $95 for a limited time. Call 800-800-MIND or visit HUNA.com. The Empowerment Partnership. Whatever you think you are, you're more than that.
Are you starting a new business, signing a contract, or launching a new website or business product? Certified business and personal astrologer Madeline Gerwick uses good timing to give you the ideal time to start your new business venture. Visit PolarisBusinessGuides.com or call 877-524-8300. Attain higher business success and better return on resources with good timing. Visit PolarisBusinessGuides.com.
Today's nutrition tip is about oats. Instant oats are thin, which make them easy to cook, but they're often loaded with salts and caloric sweeteners. Groats are whole oats with the outer hull removed. They're loaded with nutrition, but require soaking and long cooking. Rolled oats are groats that are steamed, rolled, and flaked, so they cook quicker. And steel-cut oats are groats that are chopped into little pieces. I'm Karen Bentley, creator of the Sugar-Free Miracle Diet at www.sugarfreemiracle.com.
Be the first to join your favorite Hay House authors on the next I Can Do It at Sea. Come aboard a luxurious cruise ship and meet Greg Braden, Brian Weiss, Sonia Choquette, and many more. The seven-night cruise to Alaska on July 11th through 18th, 2009 includes soul-nourishing workshops, spiritual cinema movies in your cabin, autograph sessions, and amazing ports of call. This is a vacation you'll never forget. Cabins are limited. Reserve today. HayHouse.com.
Are you the owner or manager of a struggling small business? Do you feel alone in your battles? The Small Biz Sherpa can help. Do you want to increase sales or decrease costs? Do you wish your employees were more motivated or cared as much as you do about the bottom line? Call the Small Biz Sherpa. Learn how you can change your company's fortunes by involving and engaging your staff. Create bonus and incentive programs that pay your people more while improving your bottom line. The Small Biz Sherpa has done it himself, and now he'll show you how to do it too. Visit smallbizsherpa.com or call 206-505-9752. That's smallbizsherpa.com. Smallbizsherpa.com.
Be sure and sign up for the Dr. Pat Show newsletter so you can find out about the latest guests, events, promotions, and giveaways. Visit thedrpatshow.com and register now.
Good news, Belgium. We're streamed worldwide at 1150kknw.com. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
You make me feel so good inside. I've always wanted a girl just like you. Such a PYT. Pretty young thing.
Where did you come from, baby? And ooh, won't you take me back? Got away, won't you leave me?
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. This is our Olympic day. It's an open mic hour. And what that means is you get to call in. I will pull an archetype card for you, or I will do readings from other decks of cards that I have. And we can see if we can't give you your Olympic goal today. We have a toll-free number for everyone out there wanting to participate. 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. And so so it looks like Nick has, I don't know if he's putting the page up on the website or not. I don't know what the dude is doing. But
love it.
Yeah. Yeah. So wouldn't that be?
I'm sorry. You're a sharp gal.
Well, okay.
Looking pretty sharp back then.
Well, you know what? I didn't even know that picture existed.
Neither did I. That's what I was saying.
And then I went to the Olympic page and there's a table tennis player right there. This is the link that Nick gave us. Oh, my God. So if you go to the website, you'll be able to take a look at, some of the picks up there from, various years that we played. And, oh, my gosh, this brings back incredible memories to me on how I got beat religiously over and over and over again by the same 12-year-old, like, 6 months in a row.
Barely haven't gotten over yet.
No, I barely haven't gotten over. You don't forget moments like that, so.
Well, when a 12-year-old's up against you, yeah.
Well, you know what was really interesting about this is that, when you look at these picks and you kind of look at the website, you forget how this little club in New Jersey, what was it? Was it Summit, New Jersey? How this little club kind of came out of nowhere and basically became sort of this hub in New Jersey for some absolutely phenomenal tennis players. And, there you get Muriel Stern and me looking at, and Muriel Stern and me. And then Mike Stern, which was Muriel's, there's that little kid that would beat all of us. That was her brother. But, it's a particular point in life. And then I stopped playing. And the reason I stopped playing, let me just give everybody a little background on why I stopped playing, because then you don't see any more pictures of me after that. It's not that I didn't stop playing, let me just say, regularly. I stopped playing competitively. And it was one of the toughest decisions that I had ever made. But I was at that point in my life where I needed to decide, was I going to go to school and get my bachelor's degree? And I couldn't do all of these. I couldn't go to school at night 3 or 4 nights a week and then practice. Because practicing table tennis was pretty much 8 to 10 to 12, you know, Saturdays and Sundays, you're in there playing. And even if there's nobody in there, you're waiting for somebody to come in. And so, you know, that's just... You know, that's just a, you know, just a glimpse of it. And then you notice that also after 77, Muriel leaves the picture, and there are some other people that show up. And I'm glad I got out of there before, you know, some of these other folks got in the mix there. I'm, you know, totally glad. But what was interesting about, and I want to share this story with you because it is about overcoming obstacles. The picture that you see is one of the pictures of me. What you don't see, probably, if the picture were to, you know, be taking a look at my knees. I don't know why they did those pictures like that, but actually what I'm holding in my hand is my headband, just so you know.
Oh, is that what that is?
Yeah, that was my good luck lucky headband.
I can see the break in the hairline.
Can you see the break in the hair?
Well, you know, that was what was the get physical Olivia Newton-John look.
Yeah.
I think maybe.
No, that was my hippie look, dude, because that was like a leather braided headband.
It was leather?
Yeah.
Wow.
That was my good luck hippie look.
You kind of look like you're looking at the camera like, why are you taking my picture?
I was looking at that. It was like, what are you doing? I mean, you know.
It's a great shot,
what are you
though.
Taking my picture for?
I know, huh?
I'm like sweaty.
I got to practice.
Look at my armpits, okay?
Good thing when you're wearing a dark shirt.
Well, you were required to wear a dark shirt. And by the way, I don't know why Muriel doesn't have her dark shirt.
I know,
because that's like a totally illegal. But you see, she and her brother. Yes, she and her brother Mike. They both have those shirts on. So then they had to change them. So yeah, she knew at an early age it was all about the look. But here's what I want to share about this. This is kind of an interesting story because it really is about overcoming obstacles and being the Olympian in your life. And really stepping into a Olympic gold energy. And this is what I invite everybody here to do. And I'm just going to let you know that these phone lines are open, so don't feel like you're interrupting me. Just give us a shout, 1-800-930-2819, and we'll pull some cards and see if we can get you on your way to Olympic gold, 1-800-930-2819. Now, Benny, what I want to share with you is something really interesting. I had started out my athletic endeavors playing softball. It was always my dream to play softball. And, you know, softball wasn't in the Olympics at that time.
Mm-hmm.
But there was an early campaign to bring it in. And so for me, I started at a very young age playing fast pitch softball. And for those of you that are watching the Olympics, you will get a sense of what fast pitch softball is about. And so I was an outfielder. I played center field and fast pitch. And because I had a very, very strong arm, and that's a throwing arm. And we had a tournament that we were participating in. And we, the coaches had decided, you know, should we play here? Should we not? Because the weekend before, they had a horse show there. And so the horse show that they had there, I don't know if you're familiar with horse shows, but horses can dig up ground. They can dig up turf. And so basically what happened was they dug up this outfield. They were, that was a horse thing they were doing. And so what they did was they came in and brought in soft topsoil, or they surfaced groomed the outfield. Now, surface grooming doesn't really get in the big holes that horses make. And so I was backing up the woman that was playing second base. And, you know, of course, the ball went through her legs. And so I was backing her up, and I stepped into one of those, what should I say, big horse potholes. And when I did that, I could feel just about every tendon or every, I don't even know what they're called, in my knee go. My leg stayed in the hole and my body went in another direction. And so pretty much that torn cartilage back in the day, that was pretty much the end of any kind of athletic career, because we didn't have what we have today. We absolutely did not have, we weren't even close. And so I went through a series of not even operations of, you know, let's put your leg in a cast and let's, you know, let's just not have you use it and let's see if it heals. But what happened is I started to play table tennis. And I had a coach at the time. So I was kind of playing softball and table tennis, and I hurt my knee, and my coach was the national champion of Ghana, Africa. And his name is Sam Hammond. And this is a man who is known for his top spin. Now, I want to tell you, back in the day, women were not top spinning in table tennis. All of that stuff you're seeing in the Olympics, that was not done by men. And as a matter of fact, Muriel Stern, who you see in this picture, if you go to this, Benny will give you the website, she was this incredible defensive player. I was a top spin player. And the reason I got to learn top spin is because I had my left leg in a full cast for months. And Sam looked at me and he said, you know what? This is going to help you. This is very good. And I looked at him and I said, you can't be serious. He said, and I'm talking, I had one of these hard plaster casts. And I said, how is this really good? I cannot move around. He said, I'm going to teach you how to, what they call, loop the ball. Because it was my left leg, I could keep my left leg out, and all of the motion and the pressure was on my right leg and my right arm. So it was perfect to learn that stroke. Within 3 months, I had become the only U.S. woman that, first of all, was trained by this man and could do this particular stroke. So when we look at the obstacles in our life, the question is, is it going to stop us from doing what we need to do? Or can we be awake enough to know what those answers are? I'm going to answer your questions today. Read cards. I think we have a caller on the line. But let's give out that toll-free number again. 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. I will pull an archetype to guide you on your way. I've got a prosperity card and much more here on the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
I'm in the spot where I want to be. Money spent, getting bent, chicks in front of me. Just the way I like it.
When times are tough, folks get running, not Dr. Pat. Instead, she creates an unprecedented way to give back to her listeners. Introducing Dr. Pat's Holistic Makeover. Several of Dr. Pat's listeners will embark on a journey to change their lives for good, from the inside out. Are you that person? Go to drpatsmakeover.com for details. That's drpatsmakeover.com. The Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by.
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep because of the pain? I'm Lou Paradise. I had the same problems you have, cured my pain, eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Topperson Pain Relief and Healing Cream. Topperson relieves pain without side effects. It doesn't burn, it doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't just take my word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Topperson and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you hurt. We want to help. We are so sure that Topperson will work for you, we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want pain relief without side effects, just ask for Topperson. Topperson is now available at Fred Meyer, Natural Food, and other fine stores. Go to Topperson.com for a store near you or call 1-800-959-1007. Topperson.com or 1-800-959-1007. Topperson, the last pain medicine you'll ever need, and you can sleep on that.
Spiritual empowerment coach and TV personality Robin Alexis helps countless people around the globe to live fuller and more conscious lives. Get your free on-air readings on Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis right here on Alternative Talk 1150 every Wednesday at 3 p.m. Robin serves you using her gifts as a medium, medical intuitive, past life reader, and more. Make your appointment every Wednesday at 3. Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis right here on Alternative Talk 1150. And for more information, check out our website at robinalexis.com.
Did you know that nearly 60,000 dogs and cats are euthanized every year in Western Washington? Posadas Safe Haven Space Station, a state-of-the-art mobile vet clinic, travels to the areas that need help the most. Posadas is reducing the number of unwanted animals by making spaying and neutering easy, safe, and inexpensive. To check the space station schedule or to read more, please visit PosadosSafeHaven.org. That's PASADO SafeHaven.org.
For years, I was searching for a church that spoke about God in ways that made sense to me, in ways that recognized my struggles in life and then helped me find solutions. I found that church. It's the Center for Spiritual Living, a wonderful community that is helping me build a better life and a better world. Each Sunday, Reverend Dr. Kathy Ann Lewis inspires me to create a world that works not only for me, but for everyone.
Honoring all paths to God, the Center for Spiritual Living is located just east of University Village on Sandpoint Way with 3 Sunday services. Visit online at spiritualliving.org.
Made fresh each day for you. Alternative Talk, 1150 a.m.
I'm talking nice, camera action. Have me singing on a sorry Miss Jackson. Turn it around, let me see something. With me, the rhythm's gonna be fine.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By. And we're taking your calls today. We're going to kick it off with Dinah. I want to give you the phone number, though, to call in, 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. Let's go to the phones, Mr. B.
Yes, Dinah from Bellevue, Washington's calling in. What's up, girl?
Hi, Dinah.
Hello.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. It's the first time I've ever called. I'm really excited.
I'm very excited. How can we help you be an Olympic gold?
I'm not even sure how to address that question, except for I was just curious if you saw or would maybe pull a card about my relationship.
Oh, I could do that. I can pull a couple of cards about your relationship, but let me, as I'm doing this, I would like you to talk about your relationship for a minute, because that's going to help with the card selection.
Well, I have a beautiful daughter, and she is the light of my life, and I love her, but my relationship with her father seems to be getting, it's just not healthy, and I haven't been happy for a long time, and I keep going back and forth on, should I keep trying to work this out, or would it be better to part ways?
Okay, so a couple things that have come up, and I want to ask you about them as I take a look at the archetypes. One of the things that I want to just mention to you, and you know, definitely want you to just look at, and one of the cards I pulled is kindness. So whatever you decide, whatever you're holding, whatever action you may or may not take, however you think about this activity and this action, it is really seriously important to do it through kindness.
Absolutely.
Yeah, do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and definitely. To have that kindness be part of your daughter's light, L-I-G-H-T, you know, what she emanates. You see what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so that's very, very important. The other thing that I would say is that, you know, there is a card that represents an action that all of us can take, and I use this deck quite often. And the card, though, represents quiet time. And it says, and I'm going to read it because it's really directed at you. It says, take some quiet time alone to rest, meditate, and contemplate. And have you been doing that over this situation?
No, I think I've been really anxious about the whole thing.
Right, right.
I haven't.
Right.
You know.
Yeah, yeah, that's it. And that's really the sense that I get from it as well. And so this is not going to take you long to come to this decision, by the way. I just want to be really clear about this. This is not a long process. Yeah, I guarantee you, and I would, this is what I'm seeing right now. The minute that you create some quiet time, some kind time, some sacred time, whatever rituals you have for that, and that has to be without your daughter, by the way.
Okay.
Right. Yeah, okay. And what I mean by that is, this is a moment where you sit down and you ask the question, what is mine to do today? What is mine to do today? Just today. What is mine to do today? And you will hear an answer to that immediately. Immediately, without question. And the reason I say immediately is because most folks that open the door and ask for the questions, you have to be ready because you're going to get an answer right away. It's all of the other stuff that then starts to show up after you get the answer.
Yeah, what do you do with the answer?
You ignore it because that isn't the answer.
Right.
That's your ego and other things responding.
Right.
You know, they don't really, you know, all of that energy doesn't really want you to pay attention to the first answer. But what I'm going to share with you is keep a pencil and a paper next to you.
Okay.
And you're going to get that download. It may be one sentence. It may be one word. It may be a paragraph, but you're going to get it. The minute that you start to hear a voice come in that is about limitation and about fear, that's when you have to stop, because then that's not your soul. That's not the voice guiding you. So there are three archetypes that I selected to help you. And they're very interesting. And I'm going to share them in exactly the way that I pulled them. The first one is the fool. And do I even need to explain this one to you?
No,
right? No. So let me just tell you sort of the light, L-I-G-H-T. There's the light and the shadow attributes. The light side of this is that, you know, there's a part of you that's fearlessly revealing your emotions. You help people laugh and, you know, you help bring the absurdity into joy into people's lives. That's sort of the light attribute. You know, like, you know, like you're kind of chuckling now, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're available to help people. You don't mind being the fool so long as it's helping other people.
True.
Okay. The shadow part of this, and I want you to pay really close attention to this, is that you have to really watch using humor to wound or liberate. You know, you don't want to use humor to wound. You know, when you're trying to liberate something or free yourself, you don't want to use humor in that way.
Interesting.
Yep. Because what you're doing is you're denying your emotional truth. And, you know, this word liberate has come up twice in three cards. Pull three cards and both liberate has come up. So if you're using humor of any kind in that way, whether it's to your family or to your friends or to your therapist or even to your daughter, that's something to be really mindful of.
I didn't used to be like that, but the person I'm with is very much like that, and now I've become to be like that towards him because I feel like that's the only way I can relate to him or respond to him.
Yeah.
Pretty interesting that you say that.
Yeah, and let me tell you what else is interesting. The second card I pulled is the victim card, and that's exactly what you just said. Yeah. See, what's happening is, you know, because he's like that, I've become like that, and we all do that. We start to talk and sound like our partners, okay?
Yep.
Yeah, you know, all of a sudden you have this really dark, deep voice, and you're like, where did that come from?
Yep.
So what's really going to be important for you is to look at how that attachment has made you a victim. And, you know, what that means from you is there's, again, the light side prevents you from letting yourself be victimized. There's a part of you that is saying, I will not be victimized. I can hear you say that.
Uh-huh.
That's why you called in today.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I will not. I will not. So be really mindful that you don't play the victim for positive feedback in the form of pity.
Okay.
And then, and so let me just tell you really the key to this card. You have to maintain your personal boundaries. That's the key to the victim card. And you're already aware of that. Do you hear, I don't want to talk about the deal with you because you know what I'm saying.
Yep, absolutely.
Okay. So I want to share the third archetype that I pulled because, again, I mean, there is clearly something that you have to free yourself from because this card is the liberator. It is the liberator archetype.
Wow
is right. It's freeing yourself and others from outmoded beliefs, releasing negative thought patterns. And so the shadow part of that is when you impose your own tyranny over others you claim to liberate. And so you don't want to mimic or pick up any behavior that puts down another person. You don't want to do that. You need to stay true to yourself. Now, two other things I want to share with you, because this is, you must have asked for the answer. One of the cards that I pulled from, you know, one of Dorian Virtue's decks is, it says, ready, set, go. That's what's the card's called? Ready, set, go. Ready, set, go. Ready, set, go. Now is the perfect moment to dive and embrace your heart's desires. So you're going to get an answer. I believe you already know the answer.
Uh-huh.
And what's going to be important is this last card I pulled for you, which says the greatest of these is love. The greatest of these is love. And so I'm going to read it because I as I read this, I want to invite you to go to that place of love for your daughter, for your partner, for your for yourself. Because this is the way you'll get through all of this. Okay? So love is the greatest force in the universe. Applying love to everything you do causes the path to unfold smoothly and draws your dreams in the perfect way. Expand your ability to love and you will create magic and harmony in all your affairs. And that's really, that's what you need right now. Magic and harmony. How does that sound? Do you have an additional question? I mean, does this relate to you?
Yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
So what are you sensing right now? What are you feeling?
I've just known that this is something I need to do because it's just really a negative environment. And I've been scared because of how, you know, if it would affect my daughter by leaving. Mm-hmm. And that's my biggest fear. But I see that, you know, with love mm-hmm. and not being the victim, that it's going to be better for her in the end. It's just scary, you know?
Yeah, it is scary. And so it's scary in a sense that you don't know the unknown. And so what you're being invited to do here is get your ducks in a row. And truly liberating yourself is come up over and over and over again. And not by sort of, you know, doing more, but be getting quiet and finding out what the next step is for you. Do you see what I'm saying? It's
absolutely
the next step.
Right. Perfect. Thank you.
Is that okay? That makes sense
yeah.
to you?
Yeah, it does.
Okay.
I've been knowing that for a long time. I just haven't been able to articulate it in my heart or my mind. So it's good.
Yeah.
Good.
It's right there. It's right there for you. But the first thing that you can do right now that you have full control over in the moment is be yourself. Stop picking up other people's behaviors and stuff that really isn't you. You can do that now.
Oh, that's so funny that you said that. I've missed myself.
I know what that's like. You know, I think that, you know, if I go back 15 years or so, I could have been the TV show Lost. I could have been all the characters in that TV show. Thank you, Dinah, for joining us here today. And, you know, my gut feeling is you are going to be absolutely perfectly fine. Just stay true to yourself. Take those quiet times and get really clear on what you're willing to, you know, stand for in your life. Don't put anybody else down and go to the place of love every moment you can.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling in. I can take one more call today, 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. And Benny, I found San Hammond on the internet, so I'll share that story when we come back. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
Dr. Pat's giving away an iPod to a lucky listener every month.
Yep, every month.
All you have to do is go to thedrpatshow.com.
That's thedrpatshow.com.
Then sign up for our weekly newsletter. When you sign up for the newsletter, not only will you be entered to win the iPod, you'll also be kept up to date on all the awesome things that we're doing here at the Dr. Pat Show. So remember, go to thedrpatshow.com to sign up for our weekly newsletter. You can't afford to miss out on this.
The Dr. Pat Show has rapidly grown into a number one talk radio show, hailed for its remarkable guests, sponsors with integrity, and amazing listeners. Dr. Pat is in search of a creative, self-starting, energetic person to join the marketing team. If you're interested in helping to promote and sustain the Dr. Pat Show, submit your resume to pat@thedrpatshow.com. This is your opportunity to make a difference in the world.
Feel stuck with anxiety or depression? Imagine having the momentum and the tools to create emotional freedom. Dr. Schaub's Breakthrough and Empowerment Program helps you to release deeply rooted emotions from your subconscious and cellular memory, thus allowing you to access your true potential. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND or visit cellularwisdom.com. That's cellularwisdom.com.
Are you suffering from chronic pain and fatigue? Are you tired of taking medications? There are solutions that are completely natural and effective. The key is to identify the root of the problem and allow your body, mind, and spirit to do the healing. At Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Darvish and her staff do just that. Treat you as an individual, find the root cause of your symptoms, and stimulate your innate healing. Call Holistic Medical Center at 425-451-0404 or visit drdarvish.com. That's drdarvish.com.
Music, the stuff of creation.
What a powerful tool for healing, inspiring, and connecting us to Source.
And to each other. We'll talk about it. We'll play it.
We'll have a lively discussion with guests who are doing it.
So join us Monday and Wednesdays at 7 p.m.
Saturday mornings at 11.
Tune in to Living Music Radio on KKNW 1150 AM or livingmusicradio.com.
Are you tired of treating your animal companions with toxic drugs? Do chronic, degenerative, or disabling conditions affect your horses or pets' quality of life? Quantum Healing, created by Dr. Susan Seeley, with over 25 years as a veterinarian and 40 in the equestrian field, brings hope of true health and healing for your pet or equine companion. Visit quantumvet.com. Learn how Quantum Healing can benefit your animal companion. That's quantumvet.com.
Clear, clean, and crisp. Check us out in digital quality sound on FM 98.9 HD3. Alternative Talk 1150.
I said a hip. The hip, to the hip, hip hop, you don't stop the rocker to the bang, bang, boogie, say up, jump the boogie to the rhythm of the boogie to beat.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. You know, we started the show out, I think we started the show out talking about the Olympics and congratulating the folks out there that are so much a part of our culture. And definitely, you know, if you look at the story of the Olympics, there was a devastating time when the Olympics went to Los Angeles. And folks thought for sure that we would never really recover from that since, I think at the time, the Russians had decided not to come. And it was dependent upon the Chinese and whether or not they would come to L.A. And so there was this, it was a serious, serious concern. Some people thought that this was truly going to be the end of the Olympics. And it was not. And it was not because of people that just believed in the Olympics, that decided that they were not going to give up, and that the Olympics were so important to so many people. And I remember looking at just looking at a show that was on television recently, and they talked about those Summer Olympics. And you know, one of the things that I found very, very fascinating is how truly close we may have come to ending a tradition that I think sometimes I've taken for granted. And the reason that, you know, that I say that is, you know, now I just kind of jokingly said you could watch television on Channel 5 or you could watch Channel 99 or whatever that is. I don't even know the channels it comes in. But, you know, we're so plugged into that. But it's kind of like when we go back and we look at the development and what it takes to put politics to the side and what it means to really step up and look at the things that are involved in putting on something like a summer or a winter Olympics. There are many, many people that step up to the plate to do some very, very significant things. And so the question that I asked is, can you find that Olympic gold in your life? Can you find that part of who you are and give yourself an Olympic gold medal? And, you know, the question is, if you can do that, if you can find the Olympic gold in yourself, then what you're truly doing is honoring the magnificence of who you are. And so from day one, we have always talked about on this show how important it is to really look at absolute perfection in who you are. And we believe that. And, you know, the things that get in our way, we kind of called crust. I am the creator of crust busting, although I don't think I created it. It was kind of downloaded to me because at a very significant point in time in my life when I was very, very crusty. And so if we can chip away at the layers of that, and I mean chip away at the layers of crust that might be holding us back, what you're going to find is Olympic gold. You're going to find gold in any nature, any form. And the reason I say gold, it is the best of you. And it's always been with you. It's always been a part of who you are. Now, what I said to Benny earlier was that, and I shared this with you, I shared a little story about table tennis and how I came to learn to play at that level. First of all, I have to tell you, I loved it. I loved playing table tennis. And it's one of these things. I grew up in the Bronx, and I don't know if many of you are familiar with this, but in New York City, and especially in the Bronx, as I recall, there were these centers that you could go to, and they would have basketball and ping pong, as it was called. And, you know, even at a very young age, I was very drawn to what was known as ping pong. And when I moved to New Jersey and I was in my 20s, I realized that there were such things as the New Jersey Table Tennis Club. And so that was sort of me kind of getting back to doing something I loved. And I shared with you the experience of pretty much blowing out my knee. And back then, when you did something like that, there wasn't the kind of things that we have today, or therapies, or, and don't even ask me about healing touch, because I totally wasn't in tune with any of that. And we definitely didn't know much about it then. But somehow I reached out to a man, and I mentioned his name, and I want to mention it again. And his name is Sam Hammond. And Sam was the national champion of Ghana and of West African. Let me just say, you know, he had been the West African champion. And I will say to you that I will be forever grateful to have studied with such a master. And I didn't really understand how much of a master this man was when I first met him. I didn't have a sense of that. And I use the term master because I'm talking about something very specific. I'm talking about a sport. And, you know, and so I didn't really understand it. But I knew that this was an extraordinary man. Extraordinary man. And the question, more importantly, why the heck would he even want to work? And this is my mind. Why in the heck would he even want to work with someone like me? But he did. And I worked with Sam for a number of years. He taught me pretty much everything that he knew. How to spin the ball in ways that I can't even explain at this point. You know, how to make the best of a really bad situation, having a full cast on. Honestly, it was the only way I could have learned that stroke. It was one of several that I did learn, including a backhand spin. And the thing that I know he couldn't teach me, which I look back now and I think about, is he couldn't teach me how to manage my mind and emotions. You know, what really are the essence, what is the key essence of being a champion? So I look back at this now, and I know that there is a technical skill in every aspect of our lives that we can learn, whatever that is. If you are a writer, then you've learned that. If you are a race car driver, then you've learned that. If you're a teacher, then you've learned that. If you cook hot dogs like I did, I was good at it. You learned that. But there's another component, and it's taken me a few more years to learn. The thing that separated me from a Sam Hammond, and the thing that he tried to teach me, was about my mind and how to be in the flow of life and not let your emotional, crusty mind run your life. And towards the end of my career, when I decided that I could no longer be at that level of competition because I was going to school five nights a week, what I decided was that I would continue to play, but I didn't continue to play or compete. Because, first of all, I wouldn't be able to represent myself, and I definitely couldn't represent the skill that he taught me. But I look back at this now, and I will tell you that the difference between me winning a match and losing a match had nothing to do with my physical skill, because there was actually no one that was doing what I was doing. But I will tell you the difference. It was in the mental capacity to believe in myself and to not let my history, my past, everybody telling me that, you know, at 20-something I was too old to play table tennis. And by the way, you really haven't been playing very long. That's been the story of my life, by the way, and I'll have to do a show on that. I hear it now in radio. You haven't been doing it very long. How could you, blah, blah. So what I want to share with you is to touch that Olympic gold inside of you requires steadfast belief. Don't let anyone tell you you are less than that. Don't let anyone tell you you deserve less than that. And it is through your connection with yourself and your belief, but then an emotional and cognitive and thinking level, that you will emerge victorious. And I want to share that with you today. And I say, Sam Hammond, thank you, thank you, thank you for being the champion in my life. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with Perf Go Green. We've got a great show planned for you. You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by.